Well, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it? And nearly 300,000 people are expected to attend major stadium events in Auckland this summer as the city and the rest of the country gets back to a bit of post-COVID normal. Global acts like these.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out, 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 send the call out.
Some big names there: Lord, Elton John, Justin Bieber, Harry Styles and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. There are also big sporting events and festivals on the calendar. With us is Auckland Stadium's director, James Parkinson. Hi, James.
Kia ora, Catherine. It's exciting, isn't it?
It must be indeed. So have we covered off a fair bit of what's in store this summer at the stadiums you're representing, Mount Smart and Western Springs?
That's right. It's a bumper season coming up across our venues with 10 concerts, one of which we had on Friday night, and 9 to come. So it is a really exciting summer, not only for the quantity of content we've got coming, but also the diversity of acts as well.
So we heard several there. I think Jack Johnson's coming as well. My Chemical Romance. We pretty much ticked them off.
And Red Hot Chili Peppers at Mount Smart in January as well.
Right.
So yeah, it is a very busy time, and not to forget Friday Jams at Western Springs next month as well.
So when were the really last big shows at these venues pre-COVID?
Yeah, we were lucky to have the opportunity to deliver a couple of LAB concerts during the COVID period, with one concert at Mount Smart in March of 2021, and then at Western Springs just before the going into red at the beginning of this year. But in terms of international acts, we have to go back to Elton John in January 2020, yeah. So it certainly is a long time.
And interesting mentioning that, of course, because he had to end that last tour early. What happens with ticket holders from going all the way back? That got delayed again, doesn't it? The concerts were rescheduled and for January 2021, and then they were canned again. What happens with if you had ticket holders, tickets for the concerts way back?
So the various promoters for the different shows gave ticket holders the option to either seek a refund at the time or alternatively to hold on to their tickets for the rescheduled dates. And it's been interesting to observe for a number of the shows, a very high proportion of people have chosen to hold on to their original tickets. And, I mean, in the case of both Elton John and My Chemical Romance, people have been holding on to those tickets for a good 3 years by the time the replacement shows come along.
So it's going to be a special time, and those tickets should still get them through the door. Now, a bit of a change, I understand, with what's going to happen at these big stadium concerts this summer. What's the story with alcohol and prohibited substances, but also with the drug testing?
Yeah, so we've always had a very strong stance. Obviously, bringing alcohol and drugs into our venues is prohibited. With the drug side in particular, we've, together with the wider event industry, had a concern that simply a prohibition approach hasn't been sufficient. And so for certain events where there is a high propensity for drug use, we are working together with Know Your Stuff to provide in-venue drug checking services.
Right, and so there will be areas where that service can be provided, and I understand there's an agreement that the police will give those areas some space, right?
That's correct. I mean, the whole reason for having that service there is to encourage people to use it. We want to ensure that the welfare of those patrons once they are in our venue, and making informed choices is a key part of reducing drug harm.
So some chill out zones too, and some crowd care facilities on site?
That's right. We provide a full suite of patron welfare measures. So we've got chill out zones for those that just want to take a bit of time out from the event itself. We have crowd care for those that may have overindulged a little bit in alcohol, and then we have the full St John Medical Clinic as well to service those that need it.
What was learned? You mentioned the concerts in Auckland the other night, and there's a bit of a reaction, particularly on social media, to the Listen In event. There were some things that happened there, some injuries and drink lines that were long, and general complaints. What was learned from that event?
Yeah, Catherine, I think it's important to note there were 30,000 people at that venue, and the feedback predominantly that we've received has been extremely positive. Acknowledged that there have been some comments, particularly in social media, from those that didn't enjoy everything on offer on the night. But there's also a lot of inaccurate information flowing through those social media comments
as well.
Did you
have to cut short one performer's show?
There was one issue which we intervened. It was crowd behaviour around the barrier for one act, and we elected together with the stage production to step in and put a show pause in place to provide the opportunity to mitigate any significant harm. And so that was done. There was a 20-minute pause in the show before resumption, and the rest of the show carried on without issue.
It looks like we might just need to sort of calm the farm a bit when we get out and enjoy these festivals again. It has been a long time.
It has been, and I think it is important. There's significant preloading at that event. The demographic was an 18 to 24-year-old crowd. We put a lot of time and effort into providing a safe and enjoyable environment for people coming to our events, but we do ask for a bit of self-responsibility as well, and good choices.
James, thank you. It will be a wonderful summer. Certainly a great relief to be out enjoying these concerts again. Thanks very much for coming in. James Parkinson, Auckland Stadium's director.